Doc was talking about the fact when outdoor involved, not alone, it's double and triple team, that you guys need to present places, targets for him to go. Can you talk a little bit about that and how, you know, like learning that a little bit more? And
you can tell me to the guards, and that's like, you know, I'm a big man, so I'll be on the block. But he be telling it to the guards, just saying, when they throw the ball in the post, Al gets double, he can't shade to the weak side. Everybody got to rotate over to his side so he can have an outlet. And then when he kick it out, he'll be that next man, the guard rotated to him, and be a wide open shot or a drive. And that's what he's trying to get. That's what he's trying to get us to do. And sometimes we shade to the weak side, and there ain't no outlet. When there ain't no outlet, you can't throw the ball, and then you just get trapped.
How much of a learning experience is this? It's so unusual.
Oh, yeah, it's a very good learning experience for me. You know, everybody's going to win. The only thing we can hope is everybody come out there and play hard with good effort, good energy, and, you know, hopefully everything will fall in place.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough not to get discouraged, because it is tough in the NBA to win with young players, and it's even tougher with only 9 players.
Yeah, and as y'all can see, we shorthanded, and you know, we ain't got too much depth coming off of the bench. It's only like four of us on the bench, I think. Yeah, and so we got to get it done with the guys that we have out there, and hopefully, you know, we can do that.
From a personal standpoint, you know, you're obviously going to play a lot more while man down, which is nice for getting into a rhythm. But I saw that move that you pulled when you went left and you went reverse back in. You used to do that a lot in college, put the ball on the floor a little bit, face up, and I know you got that in your game. The more you start to play, the more you're going to explore a little bit of what you can do.
You know, right now I ain't the person they go to in the office, so I try to do what I can, but most of the time my job is to, you know, all the time, I ain't going to say most of the time, go get rebounds and make sure, you know, the other team don't get in the office rebounds.
But to stay aggressive and opportunistic when the situation presents itself.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm trying to work myself into.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did try to do a couple things tonight. Got offensive rebounds, and that was good. So just working myself into the game.
What's it like playing the post against taller players? Because you're definitely strong and you got a long reach, but when they got those bigger guys, it's harder to see. How have you found it?
It's like you gotta run the floor in transition, get buckets like that, or you gotta post up early, deep in the paint, and you get your shot off quick, or you just you gotta face up and go by them. Mm-hmm. And some of them tall and quick, so you know you just gotta be clever.
Yeah.
Like Charles Barkley was clever under that rim. So you know that's all I think it is.